Welcome to Magic Myths and Monsters, the podcast where we explore the fantastical world of fairy tales and folktales. I'm your host, Annalisa. I grew up hearing and reading folktales from around the world, and as I've aged, my appreciation of them has only grown. If you're also a lifelong lover of fairy tales, or even just casually interested in learning about the stories and what they reveal about the societies that produce them, then this is the podcast for you. So grab a beverage of your choice and get cozy as we travel to the worlds behind Once Upon a Time. This episode, we're going to examine Little Red Riding Hood, a story most of us are probably pretty familiar with. We're going to dive into where the tale came from and explore different possible interpretations of the story. But before we do that, I wanted to give a brief recap just to make sure we're all on the same page. So, in this story, Little Red Riding Hood is going to her grandmother's house. Her grandmother lives in the woods, and before Little Red sets off on her journey, her mother reminds her to not stray from the path. On her journey, Little Red Riding Hood is enticed off the path by a charming wolf. She tells him where she's going, and after some conversation, they part ways. When she gets to her grandmother's house, she discovers a figure in her grandmother's bed, dressed like her grandmother. Turns out, the wolf ate her grandmother and pretended to be the grandmother so he could eat her too. Little Red Riding Hood ends up getting eaten, but thankfully, a huntsman comes and saves her and her grandmother, cutting them both out from the wolf's stomach. And that's where the tale ends. It's a really popular children's fairy tale, but I wanted to dig a little deeper and find out the origins of the story. We're all pretty familiar with a version from the Brothers Grimm, but where did they get it from? And are there other versions of the fairy tale? So I did some digging, and here's what I found. The story of Little Red Riding Hood that we're the most familiar with has French origins, going back at least 700 years. It was first written down in the late 1600s by a man named Charles Perrault, and it was originally titled Little Red Cap. But before then, it was a story that people told each other, that parents told their children, that communities shared amongst themselves. And it wasn't written down, but it was something that people were pretty familiar with. And then nearly two centuries later, the Brothers Grimm wrote their own version of the tale, drawing from Charles Perrault and drawing from that French source. However, the Brothers Grimm made a change to the story that Perrault originally recorded. In the version told by the Brothers Grimm, which is the version that I drew from when I recounted the tale, Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother survive. A huntsman comes and cuts them out of the wolf's stomach, and they're both alive, and he saves them. However, in the version by Perrault, the original French version, they don't survive. In fact, Little Red Riding Hood dies after getting eaten by the wolf. That French version, though, recorded by Charles Perrault, is not the only version of Little Red Riding Hood that exists. There are versions or variations of this story with a little girl encountering some sort of scary monster on a trip to a family member's house and then being eaten in cultures from around the world, including the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. There's a story very similar that comes from China called The Grandmother Tiger, where clearly the tiger is pretending to be the grandmother, and there's an Italian version of the story called The False Grandmother, clear parallels to the story that we all became familiar with thanks to the Brothers Grimm. In some of these versions, including the older Italian version, Little Red Riding Hood, or her equivalent character, is actually quite smart, and she manages to escape the wolf herself. She doesn't need rescuing from a huntsman, she doesn't end up dying, she saves herself. This fairy tale is clearly a pretty universal tale among cultures worldwide, but what does it actually mean? Let's discuss possible interpretations of this story. The first one I'm going to talk about is pretty straightforward. It's that the story is just a warning about the danger of strangers, stranger danger, if you will. Little Red wanders into the woods, strays from the path, and is distracted by a stranger to her, the wolf. The wolf ends up dangerous. And that is the most simple interpretation of the story. Just straight up, strangers are dangerous, and also a little bit of listen to your parents, because her mother did warn her not to stray from the path. Pretty simple, but what if we could dig a little deeper than that? The next theory is a little more serious, and it is a decently common interpretation of the fairy tale. This belief is that the story is an allegory for sexual assault, that when the wolf eats Little Red Riding Hood, it is a metaphor for his assault of her. Now, this interpretation may feel odd to read onto what is commonly nowadays considered a children's tale, and the Brothers Grimm were certainly collecting stories for children, but remember that the Brothers Grimm version of Little Red Riding Hood isn't the original version, and other versions of the fairy tale certainly are not as explicitly directed towards kids, and so this interpretation definitely holds some weight, in my opinion. This interpretation may also be drawing a bit from some words that Charles Perrault himself included at the end of his recording of Little Red Riding Hood, or in his case, Little Red Riding Cap. He said, "From this story, one learns that children, especially young lasses, pretty, courteous, and well-bred, do very wrong to listen to strangers. All wolves are not of the same sort. There is one kind that is not noisy, nor hateful, nor angry, but tame, obliging, and gentle, following the young maids in the streets, even into their homes. Alas, these gentle wolves are the most dangerous." So clearly here, Perrault is intending for the story of Little Red Riding Hood to be an allegory for sex. The wolves are the men, and Little Red Riding Hood herself, the character, is a figurative representation of young women. So the violence, the sexual assault in that interpretation I had mentioned earlier may be drawing from this explicit understanding of the metaphor of the wolf and the metaphor of Little Red Riding Hood, or Little Red Cap herself. However, Perrault presents also with this statement at the end of his tale, another interpretation of the story, which is not necessarily assault, but rather a warning to not sleep with men, just a warning to young women to not lose their virginities. It's just a story about sexual morality. And just to further explain the metaphor of the wolf as men, at the time Perrault recorded the tale, there was an expression in French that translated to "seeing the wolf" in English. If a girl lost her virginity, people would say that she had seen the wolf. So in the story Little Red Riding Hood, seeing the wolf is then an allegory for her losing her virginity, and a cautionary tale against doing so. On a different track, there is an interpretation of the story that sees it as a metaphor for menstruation. Little Red Riding Hood's cape, or cap, because it is red, is seen as blood, period blood. To me, quite honestly, that does seem like a bit of a stretch. I don't think that red necessarily needs to equate to menstruation. It seems slightly Freudian to me, and I'm not a huge believer in Freud's theories. And now we get into some other theories that I'm not fully buying into, but I wanted to share them just to add more perspective. And so you could also decide which interpretation of Little Red Riding Hood feels the most accurate to you. One interpretation is that the story is about the transition from night to day. In this interpretation, Little Red Riding Hood's red cap, or red hood, is the sun, and when she gets swallowed, when she gets eaten by the wolf, it becomes night. It's like a horrible night, but then when she emerges and is cut out again, it represents the sun rising, the dawn. And this reading has some parallels to Norse mythology in terms of a wolf eating the sun, but to me, quite honestly, this seems like a bit of a stretch, especially since the Brothers Grimm were the ones who added that bit about her getting cut out of the wolf's stomach, her and her grandmother, by the huntsman. I highly doubt that that is what the Brothers Grimm were trying to communicate to their audiences with their version of the story, and not my favorite, but just wanted to share it just in case. And here's our last interpretation that we'll be discussing. This is an interpretation that suggests that Little Red Riding Hood is about spring, or the month of May, escaping the winter. When Little Red Riding Hood is eventually freed from the wolf, it represents the coming of spring, and so the brightness of her cap represents the brightness of the flowers in spring. Again, not my favorite interpretation. Doesn't seem to be a lot to ground it in the story to any accuracy, but all interpretation is subjective. Ultimately, stories are what the reader or listener takes away from them. So if this feels particularly correct to you, good for you, I guess, but it's not for me. Personally, I believe that the Brothers Grimm story is probably most likely about the importance of listening to your parents and the danger of strangers, which is a pretty common theme amongst Brothers Grimm stories in general. But for other interpretations of Little Red Riding Hood, ones that are less explicitly geared towards children, I do see some weight and validity in the interpretation of assault or the loss of virginity, which is obviously meant to be understood with Perrault's version of the story. And that wraps up our exploration of this week's folktale. Thanks for joining me on that journey. If you want to read the full story yourself, or take a look at the sources for the discussion, check out the show notes in the description. Make sure to follow Magic, Myths, and Monsters on social media platforms, including Instagram and TikTok, and don't forget to subscribe. See you next week as we dive into a new mystical tale. And remember, to quote Little Red Riding Hood from Into the Woods, "Nice is different than good."